You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Frankie.
I'm Shira.
And
is this on?
Yeah. Yeah, good way to start. This is our last show.
Yeah.
We're done. I'm done. You can come back. You can't get in.
Yeah.
You probably
this will be the last one.
Last one. Oh, well.
For the summer.
For the summer. We have the future.
Yeah, the future.
The future exists.
Exciting.
I'm going to take a brief moment to advertise our brand new iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
Look up WJRH on the Apple App Store, and you can download our new app, which will actually... I haven't actually used it yet, but based on the images here, you're able to listen to our recorded shows directly from the app, so you could have us with you all the time.
Yeah.
Just there in your pocket.
What else could you want?
So yeah, do that. Apparently we're rated 12
we're literally
plus.
In your pocket.
We're rated 12 plus.
What is that? Oh.
For the following: infrequent, mild, mature, suggestive themes. Infrequent and mild profanity or crude humor. Infrequent, mild alcohol, tobacco, or drug use or references. Infrequent, mild sexual content and nudity. And wait, what? And infrequent, mild medical / treatment information. What does that even mean?
I don't know. But do we have a show that deals with that in any manner?
I think we have an advice show. But I don't know if it's a medical advice show or more of an emotional advice show.
Like a walk-in clinic. We have a show that's basically a walk-in clinic.
Yeah, we give flu shots and it's great.
Full-on medical
don't.
Advice.
That's a lie. Don't come by here expecting a flu shot. No one will give you one.
We will charge you and it won't be a flu shot.
Okay. It won't even be... Do you have an empty syringe just hanging around?
That's why it's rated. That's why this is rated 12 plus.
That's because I mentioned syringes.
You just messaged syringe.
Okay, that's cool. But yeah, this is the last show. It's a little sad, but not really, because everything has to end. If things didn't end, then they go on forever.
We couldn't begin.
Yeah.
We couldn't begin things if other things didn't end.
Yeah, yin and yang, omega and alpha. One must exist with the other. Also, I ended the show last night, because I did a show last night with Dan, with Wake Up by Arcade Fire, and I forgot how good that song was.
Yeah, everything by Arcade Fire
is fire.
Yes.
It's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit. So what do you want to play? You
had
I had
a couple songs. So the first of three songs, so we'll go in order.
Okay.
So the first of which is, it's called Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes. Let me tell you the story, which Frankie actually said was one of his favorite songs.
Yeah, right? I love Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, they're super good. But the way it was used, the way this song was used made me really appreciate it. So it was used in season one of Mr. Robot. I won't give any context because you...
Spoiler alert, yeah. He's a robot.
Spoiler alert, they're all robots. The so it was used in season one. Like I said, I won't give any context, but the Mr. Robot soundtrack is continually incredible and awe-inspiring. Truly, it
awe-inspiring. Oh my goodness, that's high praise.
I really, really love this.
Have you felt awe while listening?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's... Wow, okay.
I was in awe of... I'll just sort of tease it. In the season two premiere, they have... So there's this song called Daydream by the Wallace Collective. It's an oldie. I've really loved this song for quite a while. And I found out through its use on the show that it's in fact sampled on... a Lupe Fiasco song, which I thought was so funny. But they used just the way it was sampled in the Lupe Fiasco song without any of his rap, because I listened to the full song afterwards. His rap in that song is just sad.
He's kind of a sad rapper. Most of his stuff is...
not great.
Well, I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just
not great.
Yeah. Well, he has some like pretty good social commentary stuff. The show goes on.
I like that.
That's
one.
A good song. Have you heard? Well, I can't say it on the radio. The name of the title is "The B Word" and then "Bad," but it's commentary on sexism in the rap industry.
I have not heard that. That's interesting, though.
It's very good. The music video is great. But yeah, I think he has some stuff to say. Anyway, okay. Continue.
Yeah. So what they did was they continually highlighted just a section of the sample that's used in this Lupe Fiasco song and played it over and over in the premiere. And I thought it was so great because the actual song "Daydream" is sort of. It's definitely has an older feeling, right? Because I forget when it came out. Can you look it up when it came out?
Which song?
"Daydream" by the Wallace Collective, WALLAC.
Wallace Collection.
Oh, that's what I mean, yeah.
It came out 69.
Okay, yeah. So there's definitely a feeling of that era, and I think the way it's been sampled gives it a much more modernized feel, and since it is a show about technology, I felt like that was really smart. To instead of using the original song, just use the way it's been sampled in a more modernized fashion. So I thought that was interesting. And then just they use all these other really great modern artists, another one of whom I'll highlight in another song that I'll suggest to Frankie. But I feel like the way, yeah, Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, I was using
it's
that.
It's used in that too.
I don't know. That's cool.
Which is also a great movie.
Oh, that is a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while, though.
Yeah.
Jared Leto's great.
I don't know all that much of his performance.
Requiem
outside of
for a Dream.
For a Dream, yeah.
So good. Yeah. Also, he gets beat up in Fight Club. It's pretty great. That's the "I want to destroy something beautiful" line. Jared Leto is the something beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. So let's, yeah, so this is Sound and Color, Alabama Shakes. They use this song at some point in season one, primarily highlighting the intro, but then also the actual chorus and verses. Yeah, let's go for it.
Sound and color.
Good one.
It's like the kind of thing you say after a mediocre joke.
No, I like that song. It wasn't a mediocre joke. It was a good song. There's a difference.
Mediocre joke slash good song.
Yeah.
One and the same.
They are. So did you want to fade into Daydream? Or is that not the one you wanted to play next?
It's not the one I want to play next.
Oh, well, we can play something else. I thought because you talked about it, that's what you wanted to play next.
Let's have that be the ending song. I think it's a good ending song. Okay. Especially because it's so, I mean, it's called Daydream, and it's sort of about, it feels like it's fading. And this will be our last summer show, so we need something appropriate.
Sure.
Okay, let's have that be the last song. But the other song was by Perfume Genius, and it's called Queen. It's a really interesting song. I knew some work by Perfume Genius before listening to this song again on Mr. Robot at some point in season one. I forget when exactly it played, but I think I do remember. Anyway, so they played Queen, not the band, Queen, the song by Perfume Genius, and I could recognize that it was this band, but I didn't know this song, so I don't know if it's one of their more popular works. I'm sure it is now.
It has 8 million listens on Spotify.
Do you think it's because it was featured on Mr. Robot, or do you think that's why?
To be completely honest, I don't think Mr. Robot's all that popular.
Oh, true.
So I don't think that would be the reason. I mean, his other songs are fairly popular, too. The next one is about 3.5 million.
Oh, okay. Hood's the one that I know most dearly. But Logan, who was featured on this show...
Logan?
Yeah.
Who's Logan?
He's my best friend. He works in... We went to high school together.
I thought we were still talking about Mr. Robot.
No.
Okay.
He told me about Perfume Genius and started looking into it. And it was a surprise that it was featured on there. But they really do feature... songs that aren't already popular by bands that aren't already successful, right? Because Alabama Shakes, Perfume Genius both have some notoriety, Alabama Shakes more so, but not necessarily music that you would directly place in a TV show, not necessarily.
He's actually been in a lot of shows. Who? Suits, Hemlock Grove, Mr. Robot, Transparent, How to Get Away with Murder, and Catfish. So you're misinformed.
About what, Perfume Genius?
About his prolific nature in the television realm.
Really?
Yeah. Seven separate television shows.
Does it say what song?
Normal Song, Sister Song, Queen, Learning, Too Bright, Grid, and then Hood.
Yeah, Hood.
Was featured in Looking the Movie. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's that HBO show, and then they made with Jonathan Groff. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. But now we know.
Now we know.
Queen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Queen, Perfume Genius. Don't you know you're queen? We are even flower bloom at my feet. Don't you know you're queen? Cracked. Yeah. Queen by Perfume Genius. I liked it. It was mellow.
Mellow, yeah. I don't have much other commentary about the song, but I do like it. Also, could you look up the lyrics? Because I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if I'm just entirely misinterpreting, but I think it says, "No family is safe when I sashay."
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. From when I was reading, it's about gay panic. That was the premise of the song.
Yeah, I believe that.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're totally gay.
Yeah, I got that from the name Perfume Genius and the title Queen. Good stuff. What's the last one you wanted to play?
The last one I wanted to play, I heard at Mojo.
No, so this is just completely unrelated.
Completely unrelated.
Okay.
But
also, do you like Mojo more than Cosmic?
Yes. I'm on that bandwagon.
I don't like
Team
that.
Mojo.
It's cheaper, but that's the only thing it has going for it.
What, Cosmic?
No, Mojo's cheaper than Cosmic.
What's says who?
For? It says their prices.
Seriously?
Their coffee is just objectively cheaper.
Oh, yeah, their coffee is. I only go for like sandwiches.
Oh, do you get like the smoothies and stuff?
No, I don't go. Both of their smoothies are so bad.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Everyone loves the Mojo smoothies for some reason.
They're bad, so I don't know who says that.
If you guys are listening, people that own Mojo and Cosmic, please don't kick us out next time we go in.
Please make better smoothies. But I'm super Team Mojo because they have these good breakfast sandwiches with egg white and cheese. And they also have avocado, which a lot of people love. I don't get the avocado. But it's super, super good. And I would only get... They don't have breakfast sandwiches at Cosmic. And
get
I want a breakfast sandwich. Exactly.
Get a bagel.
I want egg.
What's wrong? You can get an egg on your bagel. Not at Cosmic.
Exactly.
You can go get an egg.
Okay, I'll go buy a bagel from Cosmic. Make an egg.
I like Cosmic.
Okay.
Let's fight. Right now.
This is new Pokemon Go. It's Team Mojo fight. Versus Team
we
Cosmic.
Are fighting. Who's the third team? Wawa?
True, though. Gilbert's. Gilbert's is Team Instinct.
Yeah. In jokes about Pokemon Go and how everyone hates Team Instinct. Seriously, you guys suck.
Yeah, so the song I heard at Mojo was... it's by Anima, A-N-I-M-A, exclamation point. And
that's a bit exciting.
And I knew some of their work beforehand, but then I heard this song, and I felt like it had some more artistry, or it was at least more, I don't know, sort of veered towards more indie rock, or there was at least some alternative influence there versus their other work. The album you just saw, with which was black and had Anima
self-titled,
was had Breathe, which is another one of their more famous songs. But their last album, what does that album say it's called?
There's only one album. They have one album.
That's not true.
On Spotify they have one album and they have a bunch of singles.
No, that right there, Be Here Now,
that's an EP.
What does that mean?
Extended play.
Okay.
There's LPs and EPs.
Is it L limited?
No, it's long.
Long?
I believe. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's an EP.
Okay.
See how it's separate? On Spotify, it's listed underneath the singles. They have one album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know how, so Lorde came out with the Love Club EP. And then she came out with Pure Heroin, which was an album. Yeah, just that's a parallel.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like to provide analogies and comparisons to illustrate my point. Yeah. Which one?
So it's called Silver Screen.
Not on there.
Breathe is on the EP.
That was a solo, not a solo, a single. It's also on the album. Silver Screen's on the album.
Yeah.
That's what you want to listen to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Silver Screen. By Anima. Well, actually, there's an exclamation point. I should be more excited. Silver Screen by Anima!
I see them up on the screen. We all listen, but they don't say anything. They look so pretty and free, but we can't think when we are unplugged from the
Have you seen Drive,
the movie? I have not.
It sounds exactly like the soundtrack to Drive.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good film. It's strange, but I liked it.
The ending of that song is very reminiscent of a lot of other alternative music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like...
Exactly.
Yeah. I gotcha. I feel it. I vibe. So there's a song I want to play.
I don't know this band.
I don't think she's that popular. Yeah, like not that popular at all. But I found this song, and it was very good. There's one swear word, but I will censor it out.
Okay.
I'll have my finger on the red button. I liked it. You guys will get what the line's saying anyway. It's fine. It's kind of a... If you know the poem it's referencing, it's kind of a funny line. You'll look here.
What poem is it referencing?
It's called From Adelaide to Abelard. It's the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
oh, okay.
That one. But there's a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. From Adelaide to Abelard, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, The Attic by The Buttress.
chair. I'm writing the same song, and I wrote all night, but I erased all of it, cause all of it was wrong. And they say that as the day is long, I'm honest, and I promised myself that I would never belong to no man or place, neither time nor space. No case can contain me or tame me. I'm the one who makes it great. This room was dead before it let me in, and many men, many, many, many men have came and went with pain and sweat, looking at the sky with tired eyes. We're screaming at the sun and we're begging for time. Yes, I'm counted among them. I'm one of them, and we all want the same thing, and that thing being that my rhymes went the hardest, my ideas went the farthest. When I die, I'm not forgotten, and they'll call me an artist.
The Attic by The Buttress.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, I think it's real strange, and that's why I like it. I haven't listened to much of her other stuff, but I've been meaning to. She has a couple songs that are more popular than that, but that was like the most recent single. She came out with like an album in 2014, and then two singles after that, and that's like it. But yeah, I like it.
2008, you said?
No, 2014.
Oh, okay.
And then she had one single in 2015, and this one was the one that she came out with this February.
Okay.
But yeah, it's weird.
Told Frankie off the air, it was a little reminiscent of MIA. Oh, because he said that you had a strange voice for rap.
Yeah, I could see that. Do you think MIA has a strange voice for rap?
I do.
All I want to do is psh, 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 and psh. It's my favorite part. I really only like that part of the song. I don't like the rap part.
Have you heard Yala?
Yala?
Y-A-L-A.
Is it clean?
No. Oh, yeah, we should not play
okay, it. Okay, then I won't. But I'll listen to it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't recognize any of the artists that are recommended for The Buttress, which is a weird name also.
Yeah. It made me think of...
Butts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'd be a little strange. What is that a play on?
What?
What is that a play on?
I don't know.
Like a butler? But wrist?
The tress, like, I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. She has a band camp. Let's see if it, from New Jerusalem, what? I have no idea. This does not explain anything. There's a website. What?
What?
What on earth?
That's definitely not her website.
Yeah, this is what was linked on her Bandcamp, though.
That's super weird.
Okay.
It's just...
Well, that's cool. These people on Bandcamp really like her. This is one of the most self-assured and powerful, quote, this is one of the most self-assured and powerful debut albums hip-hop has seen in a long time.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. There's not, like, a crazy amount of pop. Okay, so, like, hip-hop's in a weird spot right now, because there's only really, like, 10 very popular people, and out of those people, there's only really 3 that are doing anything innovative. I'd say it's, like, Kendrick.
Oh, true.
Maybe Schoolboy Q, if you can count Schoolboy Q. I don't like his new album, but Kid Cudi is definitely innovative as
yeah,
well.
That's true.
His new album was really weird. Did you listen to
No.
it?
No.
It was terrible.
What was it called?
Speeding Bullet to Heaven, and the two is the number, like a number two.
Ooh,
and
that's how you know it's cool.
Speeding, yeah. It also, the strangest part about it is that it has a variety of interludes with Beavis and Butthead. like new Beavis and Butthead material. Like, he hired Mike Judge to do the Beavis and Butthead voice and randomly talk during the album.
That's super weird.
Yeah. It's also, like, one of those albums that's, like, deliberately mixed badly. So like Tyler the Creator did it with, what was it called, his last one, is that, I think it's called Death Camp, no, Cherry Bomb, that's what it was. Death Camp's the first song. Yeah, so like it's like deliberately mixed badly, noise rap, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So like the most prominent example is Death Grips. Have you heard Death Grips?
No.
I don't think there's any clean stuff, but
yeah, sure.
But they have their industrial noise rap. Get Got is their most popular song. It goes get got, got, that one. Do you know that?
Okay, no, I don't. But
okay,
that's interesting.
And then
so these are examples
of noise that's an industrial rap. Yeah.
Mixed badly, intentionally mixed badly.
Yeah, to make a harsh sound that is initially unpleasing, but after repetition becomes musical.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah. I'll play you some of their stuff later. I don't know if clipping is also on the forefront of that, but I think, yeah. This is David Diggs from Hamilton.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. We're learning. We're learning new
that's
things.
That's neat.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Yeah. What do you want to play?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would play some industrial noise rap, but I believe that there is nothing that I can play and not have swear words. I'll try to find, maybe clipping has some. I feel like clipping would have some clean stuff. Maybe not. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Wait, you can buy a clean version of it on, like, a CD? I think this is a bootleg clean version.
That's
really weird.
Yeah. We can do some Hozier. I just heard Someone New, and I like that one.
Okay. I haven't listened to Hozier in a while.
Yeah.
It's a very,
Someone New.
2014... Band.
Selection, yeah.
Yeah, Someone New by Hozier.
God knows I've fallen just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little, oh, little bit.
Someone new. Hozier. Good stuff.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's catchy. We have a request. Ooh, doesn't really go along with our vibe theme right now, but it's fine.
Or just our vibe ever.
This actually kind of intrigues me. So this is my father, Frank Aluzzi, requested this. It's Painkiller by Judas Priest. I don't know if I've heard this song before, but I'm on Rap Genius, right? Or just Genius, I guess, because I'm not on the rap section of Rap Genius. It's just called Genius.
True.
But they described the track as, quote, "This track is one of many by Judas Priest that chronicled the exploits of a fictional robot slash monster slash super being imagined by the band members," end quote.
Huh.
So think of that as we listen to
Painkiller
by Judas Priest. Thanks for listening, Dad.
Your dad was a DJ, right?
No, he was a bouncer.
Oh, bouncer. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bouncer for a lot of rock. So he loves rock and roll.
Yeah, so that
is good stuff. Yeah. He was jealous of me going to see Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Painkiller, Judas Priest.
Tree.
Good suggestion, Dad. That was enjoyable. Shira has left for a few moments, and she'll be back. But in the meantime, I'm going to play Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System.
Fight.
That was Dance Yourself Clean, LCD Sound System. Shira didn't know that song.
I did not.
She needs to go listen to everything LCD Sound
everything
System
in the world.
Has ever made. Okay, also, go watch the documentary, Shut Up and Play the Hits. It's great.
Did you say that was on Netflix?
It was when I watched it. I don't know if it is anymore. It's about their final show at Madison Square Garden when they broke up in 2012.
That's cool.
But they're coming back now, so...
They're making more music?
They will. They already came out with a song called Christmas Will Break Your Heart. It's very good.
Cool.
You should listen to New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. That's a great song as well. It's much more mellow. It's acoustic.
Okay.
It's good stuff. But we're going to end the show.
We are. We're going to end the show with a song you referenced
just
earlier.
Not this show, but the
summer
show.
Session.
Yeah. It's over and will probably never happen again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be here next summer, most likely, so.
And probably no one else from the crew will be anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to end with, if I can't find a good copy of this, then.
All of them on YouTube are fine.
What was that?
All of them on YouTube
are
fine.
Oh, you've listened to it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. Daydream by
the Wallace Collective. The
Wallace
the song we referenced earlier.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Right.
This is it.
Which is also. Oh no! Never mind. This is happening. I was going to make another LCD Sound System reference. This is it, Michael Jackson. That was what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, this is it. Like that's all, folks.
Thank you for listening. Have a good rest of your life. We love you.
Thank you for joining us on this summer sesh Feel the Burn journey.
Bye.